When a new healthcare facility wants to open in Georgia, it must go through a controversial regulatory process known as the CON program. Now, supporters and opponents of the current system are making their cases to the Georgia General Assembly, who may be looking to legislate changes. That's what we'll be discussing this week on the Georgia Health Report. I'm your host, Lauren Baggett, a health writer with the College of Public Health at the University of Georgia. And as always, I'm joined by Andy Miller, editor of Georgia Health News. Andy, to start, can you give us a brief overview of what the CON program is and what it oversees?
Basically, you have to have a CON to create a new hospital or to establish, let's say, cardiac care services at a hospital. You need to get one of these state permissions or approvals.
The CON stands for Certificate of Need.
That's correct. And that's basically, you have to prove that this service or hospital is needed in that community. These programs were created to control healthcare costs, and they were also designed to try to maintain medical quality of care. But they've evolved over the years. Several states have gotten rid of these laws, and in Georgia, there have been strong opponents who like the status quo versus people who want to see change and more competition in healthcare services.
And you cite an example in your reporting of a facility that wants to open in Alpharetta, northern suburb in Atlanta, called the Legacy Sports Institute. What kind of challenges are they running into, and how does that help illustrate some of the controversy surrounding this program?
This is a sports medicine institute supported by many people in that area, and they got state approval, or CON, to do this twice. But Northside Hospital in Atlanta and some of the other hospital industries have fought it, and they've had it tied up in the courts, and now it looks like it's an impasse in terms of whether this will ever get built or not.
So it seems like there's a fairly distinct group of supporters and opponents of the current system, and supporters seem to be more so the major hospital systems. Is that right?
That's correct, but there's a lot of people that want to see this go away, including many legislators who are tired of seeing CON as an annual issue in the state legislature. There are groups like HCA, which is a hospital chain that wants changes. There's the Cancer Treatment Centers of America. They want changes in the restrictions that they face.
So loosening up these laws would obviously help those groups that you've mentioned, but overall, what kind of change would that make to the healthcare landscape in Georgia?
Well, it would bring more competition in certain areas. CON has not proved to curtail or reduce healthcare costs, and it really can't be associated or hasn't been associated with better health outcomes.
So this is clearly a complex issue, but bottom line, for patients, what does the change to the CON law mean for us?
It would depend on who you talk to. The supporters of it would say that it would detract from nonprofit facilities' ability to serve uninsured and low-income people. The proponents of change says, look, we'll have more choices, it'll be better health care, and it will lower cost.
Andy Miller of Georgia Health News, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
The Georgia Health Report is a production of WUGA Athens, Georgia Public Broadcasting, and the University of Georgia College of Public Health. To hear this and other Georgia Health Report segments, find us online at wuga.org or gpb.org.